Once a pastor, he walked to RE building, religious education building. He walked into E2 class before the class began. So there were several students there, and there was one teacher there too. So the pastor had some conversation with the children, and then the pastor asked a question to the children. The pastor say, "Who broke the wall of Jericho? Who knows the answer? I could raise your hand." Nobody raised hand, but they answered the question. One accord. "Pastor, it's not me." So the pastor feel a little bit disappointment. The pastor looked at the teacher. He asked teacher, "You say who broke the wall of Jericho?" The teacher say, "Oh, I had taught this class for 1 year. I believe if the children say they didn't do it, you can trust them. It's not that they broke the wall." So the pastor shake the head and went out. Oh, there's IE coordinator there. So the pastor approached to the IE coordinator. The pastor say, "So and so, do you know who broke the wall of the Jericho?" The IE coordinator silent for a while and then say, "Oh, this is the business belong to the church council, so you're supposed to go to the church council." So the pastor down his head and shake the head. "Oh, there's the religious affair there." So he approached the religious affair. I say, "Brother so-and-so, do you know who broke the wall, the Jericho?" The religious affair say, "Oh, you might ask brother so-and-so. He is general affair. I think he's supposed he knew." So you can realize the pastor's face. So he went to the general affair. I say, "Brother so-and-so, do you know who broke the wall of Jericho?" General affair say, "Oh, pastor, it's not a big deal. We don't need to find out who broke the wall. If you so concerned about the wall was broken, you just call the construction company and ask someone to repair and just give the invoice to the financial affair, and financial affair will pay out the money. We don't need to find out who broke this because it will destroy the relationship between the brothers and sisters." It's not a true story. Brother Jian Hong Chen, do you know who killed the couple of Ananias? "Oh, no, pastor, it's not me. Eve is my favorite character in the Bible, but I'm not a killer." What's the meaning of the story? Is that actually nowadays very few people they read the Bible. Almost everyone have one Bible. Sometimes have two or three Bibles. But the story is a very, very few people sincerely read the Bible. But I think the members of True Jesus Church, we read the Bible every day. I suppose you have read the Book of Acts before you attend the NYTS. But actually, very few people do the pretest, right? So it means very few people, before you come to here, you read the Book of Acts. So during the class yesterday, I used the way talking about the some main topic. So we turn the Bible, we jump from chapter 1 to chapter 28. So some of you feel confused. So today I'm going to the other way. We study chapter by chapter. Maybe otherwise you feel just jump the verse from here to there. Okay. Acts chapter 1. After Jesus resurrected from the dead, he spent about 40 days with the disciples on the earth. During the 40 days before Jesus' ascension, he was with the disciples. The purpose is to prepare them, prepare to establish the church. Chapter 1, from verse 1 to verse 4 mentions the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. So the resurrection is the important issue in our belief. The resurrection is also one important message when the apostles they preach the gospel. So in the Book of Acts, you can find many verses concerned about the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. No matter wherever the apostles they preach the gospel, they should mention this issue. Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4. Chapter 15, verse 3. For I deliver to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins, according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day, according to the Scriptures. Here Paul mentions what he delivered the message to the members in Church of Corinth. He mentioned several things. Lord Jesus Christ died for us, died for our sins. This according to the scripture. It means according to the Old Testament. And he rose again. It means Jesus resurrected and the third day. This is also according to the scriptures. It means it's according to the Old Testament. So when we come to church, don't just bring a New Testament. Bring the whole church, Old Testament and New Testament. First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 12. Now, if Christ is preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection of the dead? 13. But if there is no resurrection of dead, then Christ is not risen. 14. And if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty. So we believe Lord Jesus Christ, he died for us, and he also resurrected for us. This is the basic beliefs. So we believe, and when we preach the gospel, we also need a main thing, this important issue. Because of the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ, so we have the hope of resurrection in the future. So Jesus appeared to the disciples to strengthen their faith. Because at that moment, the disciples, they still very weak, even unbelief. Let's turn to Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16, verse 14. Later he appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and the hardness of heart, because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. So actually the disciples, they are so weak, even when Jesus has resurrected from the dead, even they had heard, they have heard some testimony by the by others. In their inner mind, they didn't believe. So Jesus showed to them, appeared to them, and strengthened their faith, because they were success. Lord Jesus Christ's task to build the kingdom on the earth, to build the church on the earth, to do the work to save the souls. And Jesus interpret the Bible for them. Acts chapter 1, verse 3. Chapter 1, verse 3. The last sentence. During 40 days, and the speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. During the gathering, Lord Jesus Christ with the disciples, Jesus speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God. What's the meaning? Pertaining to the kingdom of God, Jesus interpret the Old Testament, everything concerning Lord Jesus Christ, anything concerning the church, Jesus interpret for them, from the Mosaic law, the Psalms, the prophets, Jesus discussed with them and interpret for them. So the disciples, they could understand and they could have faith to preach the gospel. If they want to preach to the Jewish, let's suppose have the Old Testament for their support. So when we study the Book of Acts, we also can find many times they say this is according to the scripture, the Old Testament. They recall the Old Testament. This is fulfilled the prophecy of the prophet. And during these 40 days, Jesus also entrusted a mission to the disciples. There are two major tasks: preach the gospel and tend the sheep. So these two great, these two major missions also become the two major missions for today's church. So today, for our church, we need to increase the quantity and enhance the quality, both. We need to increase the membership, not only increase the membership, but also to enhance our quality. In the apostolic church, in the book of Acts, it's about 30 years from Jesus resurrected and ascending to the heaven. It's around the 30 AD until chapter 28. Paul was in Roman. It's around the 60 AD. This is the perfect age in the early church. So, but after that, we can see there are so many problems came up. Some church filled with problems, chaos. So we say the early church from the perfect and decline and up to the Holy Spirit departed from the church. And the ending time, the restore true church, the situation is from not very from still some shortcoming and improve day by day, step by step, until the perfect, the situation of perfect. Today, some of us sometimes when we bear the testimony, we are hesitated to say we are the only church, the only church established by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, we are the only church can be saved, because yes, we have the truth. Our basic belief, according to the Bible, is the correct. But the concern our life, our love, our faith, our zealous, in many aspects, it seems, compared to other denominations, we might not better than others. Even we are worse than others. So we don't have that kind of confidence. We hesitate. But actually, this is the church before Jesus' second coming. This is the church established by the Holy Spirit. So the church will become better and better, and finally become the perfect. So the book of Acts is our goal. Our life should be like the time of apostolic church. And Lord Jesus Christ also descend the great authority to them. Let's turn to John chapter 20. John chapter 20, verse 22. And when he had said this, He breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Lord Jesus Christ promised the disciples they will receive the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is the authority. So we can see after the day of Pentecost, after they receive the Holy Spirit, and then they start to preach, and then they start to baptize people because the authority is the Holy Spirit. So when we perform the water baptism, one of the important conditions is the person who performed the water baptism should have the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit bears the testimony during the performing the water baptism. It's not because Peter, he is the disciple, so he performed the water baptism should have the effective to remit to forgive the sins. It's not who performed the water baptism. It's the Holy Spirit. So Lord Jesus Christ promised them and asked them to wait for the Holy Spirit. And also give them the living hope. Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 10 and 11. And while they looked steadfast toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will also come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." Jesus will come in like manner. Jesus give the disciples a living hope. So Jesus also give us the living hope today. Jesus will come. Will come in. Jesus is coming. So before Jesus was arrested, he comforted the disciples. In John chapter 14, Jesus told them, "Don't be afraid. If I go, I will come again. I go, I prepare the place for you." So in the book of Acts, in chapter 1, also mentioned the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. So then the major issue will happen is the descending of the Holy Spirit. So in chapter 1, verse 12 to 14, they get together in the Jerusalem. They waited for the Holy Spirit. Chapter 1, verse 14. "This all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and the Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers." Here mentioned three kinds of people among these 120. The first is the disciples, the apostles, because they are entrusted to bear to preach, so they should receive the Holy Spirit. And here also mentioned several women because they have received the grace from Lord Jesus Christ. So they have this kind of faith to obey God's, obey Jesus' commandments. Jesus commanded them waited in the Holy Spirit in the Jerusalem. So these several women, they filled with the faith. So they get together with the disciples. The third group is Jesus' mother and the brothers. These people, they know who is Jesus. When Jesus preached the gospel, even his brothers did not believe him. But after Jesus was crucified, they understood. So in the Jerusalem, they also got together in the Jerusalem. So they pray constantly and with one mind. Chapter 2 mentions in the day of Pentecost. The Pentecost is the feast of the first grain. We can refer to Leviticus chapter 23. Leviticus chapter 23, verse 15 and 16. And you shall count for yourselves for the day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering. 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Count 50 days to the day after the 7th Sabbath. Then you shall offer a new grain offering to the Lord. So Jesus was crucified on the during the Passover. So after 7 Sabbaths, 50 days, that's the Pentecost. When they received the Holy Spirit, because 120 people, they were filled with the Holy Spirit, so they shake the sound, this kind of phenomena. So many people came to the place. So the Peter and the apostles, they stood up and bear the testimony, and they say this is fulfilled the prophets in the Old Testament. That's in Acts chapter 2, verse 16 to 21. So here described the downpouring of the Holy Spirit. He mentioned it like the wind, like the fire, just to explain how powerful the Holy Spirit. And the most important is they speak in tongue. That's in chapter 2 verse 5. But in that moment, people heard it like in their own language. Chapter 2, verse 6. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Because the Jews, they scattered surround the the world. During the important feast, many of them will come back to Jerusalem to observe the feast. So they come from many places, and they heard, they speak in their the language which they come they came from. So they feel very strange, feel amazed. So when we read the book of Acts, you also can pay attention to look at the explanation, the reaction of the people. What's their reaction for the Holy Spirit? Sometimes the what's their reaction to the message? What's the reaction when they saw the miracles? That's also one of the topic you can if you you are interested, you can summarize it. And even some people say, verse 13, chapter 2, verse 13, others mocking said, they are full of new wine. So this is the other reaction. They mocking and say they are full of new wine because heard them speak some kind of the not any kind of language in the world because they don't understand the tongue, and even saw the people shake. So the Holy Spirit can be heard, can be seen in chapter 2, verse 33. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. So after the Holy Spirit came upon to the disciples, the next step, they preached the gospel, preached the salvation, and they start to build the church. This is the plan of God. So before Jesus ascended to heaven, Jesus already told them, in chapter 1, verse 8, after you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive the power. You can bear the testimony from the Jerusalem to Samaria, Judea, Samaria, and until the end of the world. So the book of Acts, we also can see how Luke, he wrote the book of Acts from the Jerusalem until the Roman. In chapter 28, Paul went to Rome, Roman. In their time, so-called the end of the world, is the Roman. Before disciples, they received the Holy Spirit. They unbelieve, and they did not have the courage. But after they received the Holy, they full of the power, and they full of the they filled with the courage. So they preach the gospel. Let's turn to chapter 2, verse 37. Chapter 2, verse 37. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to the Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and the brethren, what shall we do? So, powerful message. But if we look at the contents of the message, it's not very complicated or what kind of the mystery, but the, how come it's so powerful? It's because the work of the Holy Spirit. So nowadays, the message is important, yes, but the power of the Holy Spirit is more important than the message. If you look what Paul said, what Peter, the sermon Peter delivered, it's not very special, but there's power there. So the issue, the major issue is, does the Holy Spirit walk with us? Does the Holy Spirit walk with us? So whenever we have spiritual events, the evangelical service or student spiritual convocation, NYTS, we need put many effort in prayer before the event, because we need the Holy Spirit work with us. What's the contents they preach? Number one, the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. That's in chapter 2, verse 24. Number two, Lord Jesus, he is Christ. Jesus is Christ. In chapter 2, verse 36. So Jesus is Christ. It's also repeated in the book of Acts. And in book of Acts, many verses explain who is Jesus. Who is Jesus? That also one of the topic you can do by yourself. Who is Jesus? And the third one, Holy Spirit has descended. So this is the three major the contents of in the Peter's sermon. But the effective is so great. Chapter 2, verse 41. Then those who gladly receive his word by baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. So the effectiveness is so great. And chapter 2, verse 38 and 39. I think in every evangelical service, we will emphasize in these two verses. So this is the right path of salvation, the right path of salvation. Believe, repent, receive the water baptism, receive the Holy Spirit, and practice the new life. We have believed Lord Jesus Christ. So for us, the important thing is to practice the new life. And this is also the one thing sometimes is lack in our church, because we just emphasize in receive the correct water baptism and pursue the Holy Spirit, and some some of the members, they thought, that's it. I received the water baptism. I received the Holy Spirit. I speak in tongue. That's it. So many people do not pursue to cultivate spirituality. So for this reason, sometimes we hear, this is the true church, but it seems we lack something. It seems it's still weak. It seems the testimony without the power, without the strength, because our life could not become the witness for Lord Jesus Christ. So the number five, the right path of the salvation. We need to emphasize in number five, to practice a new life. What's the new life? It's in chapter 2, verse 42 to 47. So the first church was born in the book of Acts, chapter 2. The first church in the New Testament time. But actually, in the book of Acts, we also can see how to define the church. The church is not a building. The church is the people who are called by the Lord Jesus Christ, who are redeemed by the Lord Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 28. Therefore, take heed to yourself and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which is purchased with his own blood. Here say, the church of God, the church is Jesus purchased with his own blood, or God purchased with his own blood. So this is so-called the church of God. So the church means the brothers and sisters. We are together, we are the church. So in the apostolic times, even they might not have the building like us today. We have the chapel. They might not have the chapel, but they have, we call them the church. The life in the early church, especially recorded in the chapter 2, verse 42 to 47, chapter 4, verse 32 to 35, is very important for us today. So let's pay attention to how did they have their life in their daily life. First, they obey the teachings of apostles. Acts chapter 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. Here they say, they lessened the teachings of apostles, and they steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. The contents of the teachings of the apostles have about three. The foundation of the faith, repent, believe Jesus, receive the water baptism, pursue the Holy Spirit. So they obey, so they receive the water baptism, and they pursue the Holy Holy Spirit. The second is the guideline of the life. The guideline of the life. The apostles, they according to the Bible, according to the teachings of Lord Jesus Christ, they passed down to the members. And the members, they heard, they just observe the teachings of the apostles. So they obey the teachings. The principle of their teaching is love. So love is the general principle. Even Lord Jesus Christ, he say there are two. He summarized the commandments in two: love God and love man, love your neighbor. So they put in daily life. They put in practice in their daily life. So they become the model. They become a wonderful church. So in how do they show their love? Let's continue the verse 42. Say they fellowship in the breaking of bread and the breaking of the bread and in prayers. They fellowship. Fellowship. Fellowship is means to share what they have. Because how could they have this kind of life? Because all of them, they praise God is the center. Lord Jesus Christ is the center. So today we need to build up this kind of concept. Lord Jesus Christ is our center. We could put Lord Jesus Christ is our center of our life, and it will give us the strength to have the life of love, can take care each other. So in their life, we can see they walked in the light, they walked in the love, they walked in the truth. This is what we need today. Walk in the light. What we say, what we do, according to the teachings of the Bible, walk in the love. We are touched by the love of Lord Jesus Christ, and we show the love of Lord Jesus Christ to others. And walk in the truth. We keep the sound doctrine. The doctrine, the foundation is the apostles and the prophets.